So, to refresh your recollection, you are on the SS Pennsylvanian, May 1943, as second mate.
Yeah.
You arrive in England.
We
did not get any.
We made at least three trips to Liverpool with war goods of all kinds, including ammunition.
So back and forth across the Atlantic,
right,
between New York and Liverpool,
yeah,
on the SS Pennsylvania between May 1943?
And yes, and for about a year. I can show you a picture of the Pennsylvania.
She was a very old ship.
The one on the left is the Pennsylvania, the one on the right is the Arkansas. The story in the Pennsylvania was that she was being built at the time that the Titanic sunk, and so the Congress decreed that every ship should have a radio shack, or a radio operator, a radio and an operator. And so the Pennsylvanian stuck a cabin on the back of the boat deck, and with a radio shack.
Right here.
Yeah, on the back of the middle of back of the bridge house. Yeah. And so it was pretty obvious, you know, that it had been stuck as an afterthought. It was kind of interesting that the ship was that old. The hull plating came right up to the main deck, and the deck was flush, so there was no interference by heavy water coming aboard, and it was constantly being washed in a storm. It would be washed by green seas all over, and that's why we lost one of our lifeboats. But in a Liberty ship, instead of having a chain rail, they had a bulwark about this high above the main deck, and that made it much more seaworthy. And the Pennsylvania had a strange history, but the government, requisitioned the ship to be used as a block ship at the Normandy invasion. Before that, though, we made two trips with ammunition, complete load of ammunition, and we never attacked. And that's led me to believe that there were no submarines out there, which is true. There were no submarines out there while we were carrying ammunition. But we didn't know it at the time.
At what point did you find out there was no ammunition? Or there were no
submarines?
Submarines.
Oh, after the war.
Oh, not until after the war.
No, yeah. We didn't know that.
So that intelligence never came through to the Allied forces?
It never came through to us civilians on the merchant ships.
To the civilians. Yeah. But at some point, you did stop sailing in convoys. So the military must have known.
Well, after 1943, they began to run ships singly, especially if they had no cargo. Because if they had cargo, they were extremely valuable. Mm-hmm. But if they had no cargo, that value was lessened. And so we also made two trips to Cuba, went down there empty, and brought back full loads of sugar on two trips. Didn't take long.
To the States or Europe?
What?
To the States or Europe?
Well, we brought it back to the States.
Okay.
Into New York. And